Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome to a wonderful Tuesday for Thanksgiving week. And we have got a lot to be thankful for, just as Americans, as South Carolinians, as good red-blooded Americans. You know, I was thinking last night of that first proclamation, doing some research on, you know, Thanksgiving. How did we pick the time that we did and, you know, the way that we do it as Americans? And of course, everybody knows that it comes from the Pilgrim holiday, that great moment of just religious freedom and the history that is the founding of this nation. But the first proclamation was George Washington, and I'll read a little bit of it later. But, you know, it was right after the Revolutionary War, and he specifically wanted the nation to be thankful and have a day of thanksgiving, of remembrance, of celebration for what God had done in seeing the entire nation through the Revolutionary War and giving them their freedom. And, you know, it's not often something that I think people associate with Thanksgiving. You know, everybody goes to the turkey and, of course, the pilgrims, which is a great connection and association. But really, that was actually the original proclamation was about celebrating our freedom. And, you know, I like to think that that's definitely something that we do here on WRD pretty much every day, is celebrating our freedom and really by keeping people informed and keeping people as engaged citizens, engaging and keeping the republic. I like to think that we're doing some work in actually helping to preserve it for the future generations. Well, we've got lots of big stories today, lots of news happening. I did notice that this is actually one of the busiest, if not the busiest, I guess how they calculate it, travel days of the year as people go all over the place to head off with family. So be safe out there. If you're driving right now, you're probably safe. But as it gets a little later, it's probably going to get really congested. So be safe out there and watch for all the crazy drivers. If you're going through Charlotte specifically, be careful, because I don't know if you saw the picture of the day that they did Charlotte's Web, which is the perfectly named, hilariously named, name that they gave that operation by ICE as they rounded up all these criminal illegals all across Charlotte, which, by the way, who expected Charlotte to be in the top of that list of places to go and get all of these illegals? A little disconcerting, because that's really close to home. And I've seen a lot of jokes. I posted something about this online, and all these people said, "Can Berea be next?" So we'll just leave that one where we'll just leave that one there. But Charlotte, I mean, being in the top of the list was quite surprising. But they did this operation, and they had these pictures of what traffic was like before, like the week before, at the same time, and it was congested. You couldn't get around. All the roads were red, like all these big wait times, and then the day of the operation, as all of the bakeries were empty and the whatever 70% of certain schools and classrooms were emptied because the illegal immigrants didn't want to take kids to school and possibly get caught, and all the job sites. I don't know if you saw these videos. I mean, entire work sites completely empty, like desert towns where they're supposed to be building these houses because everybody's illegal. And the picture of the roads of what traffic is at the same time, different day, completely green and clear. And all these people were posting, you know, we think that, oh, well, you know, maybe the only adverse effect of people breaking the law and being here illegally is, you know, just that they're not paying taxes or that they're maybe, you know, overloading the system. Well, now you're actually seeing it in real time. You get to see. Everybody always talks about how our classrooms are overcrowded and we have a teacher shortage. And, you know, well, guess what? 70% of certain classrooms are empty when you take out the illegal immigrant households. And traffic, literally, just your commute to work. And by the way, several people were commenting on the fact a lot of the accidents, there's just been this big uptick in accidents over the last, you know, decade or two. Well, a lot of the worst accidents are caused by uninsured, underinsured drivers and people that don't have as good of training. Or, well, guess what? One of the key groups, target groups that is talking about, the factoring in there, are illegal immigrants. So your roads are less safe. Your hospitals are overcrowded. By the way, I don't know if you – so my last time, I'm trying to remember when it was, but we don't end up going to the hospital a lot because, you know, I'm pretty young. My family's pretty young. But we have gone like maybe twice, you know, since I've been married with kids. And both times, it was an awful experience. They were just crowded, long wait times. It was miserable going to the hospital in the United States. One time was here in South Carolina. One time was in California. Both times equally miserable. They're overcrowded. And why are we living like this? Well, it's because we have accepted that illegal immigrants and illegal immigration and people, you're literally just breaking the law. Well, that's just a fact of life. And an entire party in our country, the Democrat Party, not only accepts it as the way of life, they're advocating for it. And last time I was on the show, we covered this bombshell report about the abuses in the welfare system. And the source that really blew this up, they had done this study to dig into exactly who uses welfare in the United States. Well, lo and behold, when they broke down the numbers, those households in America that use welfare, 39% of U.S.-born households use some kind of welfare. That could be SNAP, that could be cash benefits, Medicaid, housing, whatever. 39% of native-born, U.S.-born. 52% of all legal immigrants, over half of legal immigrants in this country, are on some form of welfare. I mean, already, that's a shocking number. 39% U.S.-born, 52% of people who are coming here legally. 59% of illegal immigrant households, so households headed up by illegal immigrants, a whopping almost 60% of them are on welfare programs. And we talked about why that is. Well, because technically the head of household shouldn't qualify, but if they have one child, one, as the term goes, anchor baby, suddenly they qualify for pretty much everything. And they are to the tune of 60% of those households. And that was quite a shocking statistic. Well, then right on the heels of that came out this statistic of the different food stamps, specifically SNAP, the breakdown by ethnicity of who's using it. And you had 45% of all Afghanis, 42% of all Somalis, 34% of all Iraqis, and on and on and on. I mean, the list going down, it's shocking. And when you actually get to a native, like American population based on ethnicity, it's like 7 down on the list till you get to Native Americans, and then like 4-3 more down till you get to Black Americans. And it's just like, what are we doing? Why are we funding all these? Well, Trump, in a, I think, a fantastic move, has said we've had enough. And he is actually, with these new guidelines that they've put out, they are cutting the benefits for illegal immigrants and refugees. And I have a clip here, if I can play it. And this is the media responding to this news. And I really specifically want you to hear the phrasing.
Major changes to the nation's food assistance program could leave thousands of people without help that they rely on.
One restriction within President Donald Trump's mega bill removes SNAP eligibility for refugees, asylum seekers, and those granted legal protection for humanitarian reasons. And 10 News reporter Alana Mutnick is explaining these changes and what they mean for the people who've come here to our country seeking safety. Alana?
Okay.
That's right.
Already, you hear it. It's being set up. And, I mean, totally different presentation and phrasing and coloring of what you just heard from me during this segment. And my opinions on the fact that all these, specifically illegals, but even legal immigrants who are coming here. And, you know, Governor DeSantis had a great post about this. He was saying immigrants should come here to be a benefit to the system. We should not be bringing immigrants here to be a drain on the system and to harm or fundamentally undermine our system. That's literally already in U.S. law. And yet, what are we doing? We're letting them live here illegally. We're funding their education. We're funding their health care. We're funding their housing. We're giving them food benefits and on and on. Well, we'll listen to the rest of this clip because you have to hear what the media thinks about this, about Trump ending this assistance, ending taxpayer assistance for people who are here illegally. And what does it mean? Does the media think that's good? Does the media think this is a tragedy? You can probably guess, but you'll just have to wait to find out. Don't go anywhere. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servais on News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back. Well, we were just covering the bombshell report that really came out like 3 weeks ago about this, the welfare fraud and abuses going on specifically related to illegal immigrants. And so people come here illegally, blatantly breaking federal law. They live here. They work here. They don't pay taxes. And I actually have a texter that sent in and said, oh, well, you know, are you trying to say they don't contribute? Because you said there's an empty job site. So see, they must be contributing. Well, let's just remember, if fundamental to any system is that we all play by the same rules, right? You would think so. Let's say you, native-born citizen, opted to not pay income tax, which is what all of the illegals do. How do you think that would go for you if you just opted, I'm just not going to pay? You know what? My kids, I'd have more money for investing and saving money for my future, my wife and I, our future retirement, taking care of ourselves. We'll have more money for our kids' education and for things that might make our lives better. And the government, taking that, it would be better for me. Maybe I'll send it to my cousins or aunt or grandma, whatever. It'll just be a better life for me if I don't pay federal income tax. What happens to you if you do that? Well, you're probably going to go to jail. But what happens to all of the, there's all these estimates, millions of illegal immigrants who do not pay income tax? Well, like nothing. Nobody even knows. And in fact, now that a few of them, unfortunately not enough, are actually being sent back, people are all upset because they think that's unfair. Well, as we just established, they are here illegally, breaking federal law. They are not paying their way into the system. And in fact, they are actually not only not paying income tax into the system to help fund our roads and schools and healthcare infrastructure and all those other things. What are they doing? They are actually getting welfare to the tune of 60% of the households as opposed to 39% of the U.S. Born populations. I mean, it really is scandalous. It's ridiculous. It's unconscionable. And basically just follow federal law, enforce the federal law that we have, encourage people or force people to come here legally if they're going to immigrate, and make sure that every person in the U.S. is playing by the same rules. And then maybe we won't have exceedingly overloaded schools and hospitals and crumbling infrastructure. And by the way, I also love the idea that, oh, well, we need them for the job sites. It's like, no, as has been established over and over again, that the whole idea that there are all these jobs that Americans just won't do is just blatantly false. What's oftentimes happening is certain employers are realizing, well, they can pay a little less because they're primarily paying them under the table. And so they hire them, taking jobs that Americans could have. And that's the reality of the situation. So it's really unfair all around. And the best thing we can do is enforce the law and encourage people to live a life that is upright and that actually obeys the government and authority, which, by the way, is also biblical. That's what we should do. So I was playing this clip of the media. This is actually a media in Tennessee covering this idea that the SNAP benefits are being cut. And I want to listen to it because I think it is it's very telling for exactly where the left, and I say left because those are kind of synonymous these days, the media and the left. So let's see what they have to say about it.
Major changes to the nation's food assistance program could leave thousands of people without help that they rely on.
One restriction within President Donald Trump's mega bill removes SNAP eligibility for refugees, asylum seekers, and those granted legal protection for humanitarian reasons. And 10 News reporter Alana Mutnick is explaining these changes and what they mean for the people who've come here to our country seeking safety. Alana?
That's right, John, Brittany. These changes are going to affect thousands. Refugee service providers in Tennessee say this is a complete barrier for these already vulnerable communities. Refugees and asylees are legally protected under U.S. and international law. They go through extensive vetting, and now they are set to lose their food assistance entirely.
What's happening is the system in which they arrived is being stripped away. The promises that they arrived under are being rescinded.
No, that's an expert that they brought in for the news clip. The promises they came in under are being rescinded, right? How dare the American government? I mean, these people came here with a promise of free services. Like, what? No, that's not what? No, they came here for the freedoms and the opportunities. They didn't like. Are we now saying that all these refugees and all these immigrants are coming here not because of the shining city on the hill, not because of the opportunity, not to have a better life through their own hard work and their no. They're just coming here for a handout, because that is radically different than the entire history of America up to this point. But that's news coverage. Do you if you don't realize that we are in a crazy world, where with a straight face, an expert that the media brings in to talk about it, that his main point, the main clip that he says about how wrong this is, that they cut these SNAP benefits for refugees and illegal immigrant households, that what's so wrong about it is that they came here with these promises of this, of being gifted these entitlements, and now it's been stripped away. And what will they do? I mean, it's really insane. It's absolutely insane. So the Trump administration announces that they will no longer be giving these benefits because of the scandal. The truth is, I actually believe this. People didn't know how bad this was. It's not like the government was regularly releasing these statistics in this way. It took these groups to go through and comb through this data and put it together so that we could actually see what was really going on here. So what's happened now? What are the Democrat-controlled states? What's their response to this federal decision? Well, 21 Democrat attorneys general, they have decided that this is just unconscionable and they must do something. And so they are trying to force the federal government to reinstate the SNAP benefits in their states or broadly across the entire country, back for these refugees and illegal immigrant households. And those would be the attorneys general of, you're not going to be surprised, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota. Oh, and Yaga, just wait till we come back to Minnesota if you haven't heard about the whole Somali fiasco, the fraud with claiming autism of their kids and sending it to terrorists. That's coming in a little bit. Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, and Wisconsin. So those states really putting their people first and having to fight the Trump administration on merely saying that maybe we should expect our refugees and illegal immigrants, we really should have no expectation other than they go home, but expect that they not feed off the system, but that they actually pay into it and be productive members of society. You know, you'd think that would basic. Coming up, a shocking admission, or really, you could say campaign platform, from a gubernatorial candidate in California who thinks it's time we vote by phone. And I'm not kidding. More when we come back. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome back. And you know, they just mentioned on that lead-in that I was the founding chair of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. And I represented an area right here in Taylor's. Obviously, my favorite area is where I live. And Bobby Mack always called it the hotbed of radical conservatism in the state of South Carolina. When I first ran for office, I had grown up as, you know, a high school student listening to Bobby Mack. So I guess we could have predicted my future politics. But when I ran for office, I went door knocking, and I actually knocked on this door not far from where I live, and the door opened, and there stood Bobby Mack. And so you can imagine it's quite intimidating to have him as your constituent. But I always enjoyed listening to him. And when I knocked on all those doors when I first ran for office 6 years ago, I made a lot of promises to constituents about going and fighting the good old boy system, representing the upstate, trying to call out a lot of the corruption in South Carolina that we all know is there. And because I made those promises, had expectations from my neighbors, from supporters, and just from myself because I made the promises, and I knew it was going to be a fight, but I did not expect so much of the fight that of my time in Columbia to be against Republicans. I mean, I knew there were problems in the Republican establishment, but I mean, now, to me, it's like, of course, duh. But when I talk to people, I realize there's a good chunk of people out there that have no idea. They don't realize this is a supermajority state. We control everything. Republicans control everything. So any problems, really, that you find, especially when it comes to, you know, corruption or how your tax dollars are used or different policies that might be allowed or overlooked, Republicans are the reason that they're not dealt with. And it's Republican leadership. And how does Republican leadership get there? Well, by the Republican elected officials voting the leadership in. And so the last segment, we talked about this problem of welfare abuse and how all these illegal immigrant households are on welfare and all these refugees are on welfare and the media wringing their hands about the Trump administration's decision to cut the SNAP benefits to refugees and illegal immigrant households and how just awful that is to them. And how 21 Democrat attorneys general are filing, trying to force the federal government to reverse and to fund that and continue funding it. Well, it reminded me, it triggered this memory that I have from when I served in the legislature. I think this is only a year old. I believe this is last spring. a person in Spartanburg had sent me this voter registration form that was given to her non-citizen relative when she went to get SNAP benefits. So she went to this this office in South Carolina, a state office, to get benefits, which she was eligible for. And when she went to get her benefits as a non-citizen, they gave her a voter registration form like this. And it specifically asked, do you want to be registered? Yes or no. If you do, they're you sign this attesting, and then they're going to get you the stuff to get registered. And we were surprised. It's like, what in the world? Why are you giving a non-citizen this? But it's like, well, maybe they just did it by accident. Well, the story continued. They left. The citizen took the form from the non-citizen and said, hey, you know, don't fill that out. You can't vote. That's not how it works. Then they get more of these in the mail. These non-citizens, these refugees, get more of these forms in the mail. And they're saying, oh, no, we need this from you. Like, you need to turn this in, this form asking if you want to be registered to vote. They are fully aware, because in the meantime, the citizen called the office and said, hey, you gave this to my relative. They're confused. They can't vote. In fact, if they sign up to vote, it's a federal they're breaking a federal law. So you're confusing them. Please don't, you need to stop giving those forms to people that aren't citizens. Well, then they mail them more. And they're like, oh, well, I think I am supposed to fill this out. I think I can vote. They keep sending it to me. So this whole thing was shocking. And like, what in the world? What ineptitude is happening at at this state agency? Well, lo and behold, it comes out. We posted about it, let people know, got the word out there. People started contacting the offices and complaining about it. Well, lo and behold, what do we find out? But it was actually the Biden administration who said and required all offices that were the offices giving out federal benefits, required them by law to provide these registration forms to any applicant for assistance, regardless of citizenship status. Aha, there you go. Well, isn't that interesting? Why would the Biden administration decide that everybody needs to, when you go get SNAP benefits, you need to be given this registration form? Why indeed? Well, we just went through, if you missed the segment earlier, we talked about the fact that there's this massive amount of 60% of illegal immigrant households are on these programs. 52% of legal immigrants are on these programs. They're the primary users of the programs. And that's why the Biden administration wanted them to hand these forms out, in my opinion. Now, you could say, oh, no, they just wanted to increase people that were eligible to vote and get more people voting. Okay, maybe. I don't really think that's what was going on. And some people say, oh, well, the system really isn't that abused. There's not that many illegals voting. Well, did you hear about the story in Iowa a couple weeks ago where a person who was the superintendent of a school was busted for being an illegal immigrant? And by the way, he was voting in Maryland, illegally registered to vote in Maryland. I mean, this stuff's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And now we have a gubernatorial candidate saying this.
I want us to be able to vote by phone. I think every Californian.
Vote by phone.
Vote by phone. Yeah. If we can do our taxes, do our, make our healthcare appointments, make... essentially, do your banking online. You should be able to vote by phone.
You should be able to vote by this. That is Eric Swalwell running for governor of California. Election integrity is fundamental to our system. We cannot have this kind of stupidity running. This is not America's Got Talent or American Idol, where you just vote by phone of who your favorite, and that's how we select. One of the most important things you can do is exercise your right to vote. And by the way, new Gallup poll, 84% of people surveyed agree that we should require all voters to provide a photo ID. Only 15% oppose. 84%. There's a bill right now, the SAVE Act, that the House has passed that would require this federally. To vote in federal elections. Guess who hasn't picked it up and dealt with it yet? Senate Republicans. There's a big push right now to end the filibuster, to get it through. A lot of people arguing one way or the other. I'd love to hear your opinion. Should we end the filibuster to get that bill passed? Because a lot of people say, hey, yeah, I get the filibuster protects some things, but at the end of the day, the most important thing we can do right now is secure our elections. We've seen the shenanigans of the past, and we know the Democrats, all the Democrat senators have committed to ending it when they're back in power. So, you know, I don't know. Text me, let me know. Let me know what you think. Love to hear your opinion. Up next, don't go anywhere because we have some news. Greenville may be a slightly better place to live after last night's hearing. Our homelessness problem may actually be somewhat dealt with. Back in just a bit. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 989 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas. Welcome back. Well, we have some texters who have some thoughts. One pointed out that when his wife, who became a citizen, when she applied for permanent residence card, I guess before she got her citizenship, she had to confirm that she would be self-sufficient and he had to attest support for her. Isn't that so interesting when we go back and think about the segment earlier where the news was just wringing their hands over the fact that how dare we cut all these benefits for refugees and for illegal immigrant households when already under federal law, it says they're not supposed to be a drain on the system. They're supposed to be a benefit to the system. And they're already like pledging that they will be self-sufficient and somebody's attesting to support them. So I think the new Trump policy of ending that is completely, completely legitimate. I think it's a good idea. I think it's fair. And I'm glad to see him doing it. Somebody else asked, okay, well, you just told us about this voting form like fiasco that happened right here in Spartanburg, where this office was giving voter registration forms to people they knew were non-citizens. And we come to find out it was the Biden administration who was requiring all of these offices to do that. And they said, well, what happened with it? Did we stop it? Oh, did we stop it indeed? No, we tried, we being the Freedom Caucus. And I actually sent this information out. We talked about it. I think I came on Charlie James and we talked about it. Made a big deal about it. Let people know. People started contacting the offices saying, what are you doing? Well, we sent the caucus, of which at the time I was a chair, we sent a letter to Governor McMaster saying, hey, this is going on. Can you look into this? Can we end this this process of giving out these forms to non-citizens, to no non-citizens? We literally have a relative saying it's confusing them, making them think they can vote. So can we stop it in South Carolina? Well, Governor McMaster answered that by posting, the integrity of our elections is and must remain a top priority. Today, I asked SLED to immediately contact Rep. Adam Morgan so they can evaluate the authenticity of his allegations of non-citizens being provided voter registration forms. His allegations. And evaluate the authenticity. It's like, sir, are you kidding? We literally posted the picture of the form that was given to the immigrant. We have the lady going on the record. She already called into Tara the day before and explained the whole story. But he said that out. That's his response. Oh, we'll see. Basically, we'll see if these Freedom Caucus troublemakers are actually serious. So SLED does an investigation. They meet with the lady. They talk to him. And what do they release? Oh, they didn't actually register to vote. So no problem here. South Carolina elections are secure. And then we tried in the budget to put up an amendment that would cut any funding to offices that distribute these forms to non-citizens, saying you can't use tax money, state tax money, to distribute forms to non-citizens. And what happened with that vote? Republican leadership tabled it and killed it in South Carolina. That is the state of South Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we're at. So lest you think you have a governor who cares about election integrity, I would say no, you do not. Lest you think you have a Republican-controlled supermajority who cares much about election integrity, I would say no, you do not. And the way we fix that, elect a governor who's actually conservative. Hey, you'll have a chance this spring. So maybe do your research on the candidates and make sure we get one that's a lot better than the current administration. And for your local legislator, make sure you're not electing a swamp creature, because chances are, if you're not in Greenville and in Anderson, you probably are. So do your research. Make sure you get good people in there. And I told you I was going to talk about this this homelessness problem in Greenville. We'll do it next segment. So don't go anywhere. Are we going to fix the problems with homelessness in Greenville? Maybe so. Looks like Greenville City made a good step. We'll cover that in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Servatius, News Talk 989 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.